Okay, tonight's the 57th installment of Da'as Tefillah. We continue. We're going to finish tonight our discussion of what Avram Avinu brought to Tefillah and how the Tefillah that he created or that he started, that of Shachris, corresponds to his personality. This is the last year we'll do before the Chagim of 5782, and then we will recap, regroup, summarize, and move forward to Mirtz Hashem in the weeks after the Chagim. Tfilaso shel Avram Avinu. Tfilaso. So we said last week, it's a very, very interesting idea, that Avraham was all about mitzvot asei. Avraham was the founder, was the heart of, was sort of the motivator for the Jew to do a mitzvot asei. What is a mitzvot asei? A mitzvot asei is how I reach out to connect to Hashem. A mitzvot lo ta'asei, a no-no, a negative commandment, is there so I don't ruin the godliness in me. But if I want to grow, if I want to become more godly, if I want to make a place for myself in the next world, that's primarily done through mitzvot asei. A mitzvot asei is an attempt to reach beyond myself. Any positive commandment is an attempt to find God, is an attempt to reach beyond myself. When I want to make a relationship with somebody else, I have to step out of my comfort zone. If I just sit there and I don't do anything, so then I may not commit any aveiras, I may not do anything bad, but it's unlikely I'll be able to reach beyond my social group, or I'll be able to connect with somebody else. There I need to take a step outwards in order to do that. And that's effectively what a mitzvot asei is. We had the very fascinating idea of Maharal, that corresponds to the 248. The 248 positive commandments are the 248 limbs. That's what the rabbis tell us. And the Maharal said, that's basically how I stand up and connect. That's how I build something for myself for the next world. What are the 365 no-nos? Those are the sinews. What do sinews do? Sinews hold things together. They don't create anything. They just keep things from falling apart. And that's basically how he defined the difference between a positive and a negative commandment. The negative commandment is there to make sure that what I've built or what I started with doesn't fall apart. The positive commandment is how I really build a structure and I build towards God. And Avraham was the one who wanted to do for God. He wanted to find God. He wanted to move beyond where he was. So we'll continue with a very, very inspiring two pages here to end Avraham Avinu. Hatfilah, he bitoy kim'at rishoni le'inyan ha'avoda. Tfilah is the paradigmatic expression of service. In other words, there are a lot of ways to reach out to God. There are a lot of ways to do for God. But tefillah is almost synonymous with service of God. Kefisha mavar harambam b'sefer ha-mitzvos mitzvah hei. The Rambam, of course, counts prayer as one of the 613 mitzvos. Many don't. Many, believe it or not, it's a whole separate thing. You'll see Mitzvah Shem during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There'll be a video coming out. I'm on this video talking about whether or not there's a commandment to pray. The Rambam holds there's a commandment to pray. I never says in the Torah to pray, believe it or not. There's a lot of people who do pray, but there's never a pasuk that says we should pray to God. Hu shetzivanu la'avdo be'emet va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. You should serve God, like an eved. You should serve God. And says the Rambam, va'af al pi shezeh hatzivui hu gam kein mahatzivuyim hakol olim. Even though this commandment is one of many commandments in the Torah that don't get counted as one of the 613. Choose good. Choose good is not one of the 613 mitzvot. Because the Rambam defines at the beginning that the 613 mitzvot are particular things you do. They're not general. There are lots of general exhortations. Much of the book of Devarim are general exhortations from Moshe. So on the one hand, he says, the command to serve God should be left off this list because that just means do mitzvot. But the Rambam says there's one way of doing it that is so primary that I will count it, I will count this pasuk as a mitzvah. Hine yesh bo yichud achar shehu tzivui l'tfila. As the Lashon Sifri, as it says in the Medrash, ula avdozu tfila. The Rambam says it's a very interesting phraseology. And the Ramban jumps over, the Ramban Nachmanides says, I don't know what you're talking about. The Rambam says that, yeah, you're supposed to serve God. But there's one way of serving God that is so much more service than everything else that I can count this pasuk as one of the 613 mitzvot to pray to God. Shoresh tfiloso shel Avraham Avinu hi b'midazu shel nedivus libo lehischased imkono. The whole idea of prayer for Avraham was to volunteer, was to reach out, to do something for another, to do something for his maker. Latzeit mitoch miskarto ha'ishit v'lifnot likrat ha'borei. He wanted to do something. He wanted to reach out. He wanted to serve God. He wanted to have a relationship with God. How did he do that? L'shacharo. L'shacharo. L'shacharo is a very interesting word. L'shacharo can mean shachar. It can mean dawn, right? And that's usually the word shachar means dawn. But there are, in the book of Mishlei, in the book of Proverbs, you see the word shachar mean to extend yourself. To extend yourself, to reach out, to say hello, okay? To exert effort. V'lachpotz lidvochbo, to want to connect to God, lehitachedimo, to be one with him. Ki inyan hatfila hu hadvekut, says the Maharal. The whole idea of tefillah is to attach myself to God, to make a connection to God, to make it so that he's not so invisible, to make it so that he's not just hanging out in the background, he's not hiding. When I pray to him, I bring him to the forefront. I have a relationship with him. Im nitzelit bo et matbea ha-hagdara ha-ola mi-advarim. If you want to put a stamp, if you want to define what this thing is, ne'amar, Kemosha Avraham hu ha-reshit, just like Avram was the first, shel inyan ha-hitnadvut la-avodat ha-mitzvat asei b'Yisrael, Avram was the first one who wanted to do things for God. I love you. I want to have a relationship with you. I want you to know who I am. I want to know who you are. I'm going to do stuff. I'm going to step out. I'm going to do mitzvot asei. I'm going to do commandments. Kach tfilato shel Avraham hi ha-shacharit shel inyan ha-tfilot b'Yisrael. Avram, who was the first one to try to connect to God, it shouldn't be shocking that he wrote Shacharis. He created this idea that you should reach out to God first thing in the morning. Poel Shachar hu yoter midoresh. The word, the Malbim, lived in the 1800s. The Malbim's commentary is a pretty unique in terms of Bible commentators. One of the things that the Malbim does is that he always defines the difference between synonyms. We know that biblical language is very poetic, and it's actually typical to say the same thing in the beginning and the end of a pasuk in two different ways. In Tehillim, in Mishlei, it's very typical to sort of say the same poetically twice. The Malbim says it's not the same thing. And he spends much of his commentary explaining the difference between words, let's say between sason and simcha, two types of happiness, right? So he defines, the pasuk says in Mishlei, this one I really had to look up, the pasuk says, shocher tov yevakesh ratzon, he that seeks good seeks favor, v'doresh ra'a tivoenu, and one that searches for evil, it shall come to him. Okay, whatever that pasuk means initially. He says the word shachar, shocher, is compared to doresh. The pa'al shachar, the verb form of shachar, shin chet resh, is more than just Doresh. Doresh here means to try to find somebody, to look for, to seek. Umitzayin habakasha v'hadrisha hayetera hamatmedes shemevakshim b'chol yom ma'alos hashachar tamid. And the reason why the same word is used for mourning, as in M-O-R, right? The mourning, the boker, and to search for, is because it's a word that implies searching anew, searching after a time of distance. What happens in the morning is that we renew, it's a really deep idea, we renew our connection to everything in our world. That's what happens in the morning. And that's why the word shachar, dawn, morning, is the same word as to find, to seek, to reconnect. V'lo matzati drisha, the next paragraph, etzel Hashem rak lihit palel katan. And says the Ramban, what does it mean to seek out God? How do you seek out God? What do you, read books? You go outside and you look at nature? No. When we see the word doresh, to find God, doresh means prayer. I find God by trying to talk to him. I connect to him by talking to him. I acknowledge him by talking to him. I don't think about him. I don't just read about him. Talking is the way that I'm in connection with him. I'm in conversation with him. V'nitzaref laze et divrei kamonim shivanu la'el. V'nei Avram Avinu hishtadel kol yomav acharei hamida hazos. Shekula chesed v'racham v'chanin. He says, I'm going to repeat what I said before. All of his days were trying to reach out beyond himself. V'kibel alav kamim minei yisurim. He made his own life difficult. And he took upon himself whatever it is so that he could represent reaching out. Connecting to his fellow man, connecting to God. And that's why in the last paragraph, V'kan anu maskilim et matbeya ha'ininu magdiram. We understand what this means now. Tfilato shel Avraham b'mahuta hi shacharit. Avram was a shacharis. His whole life was shacharis. I get up in the morning. It's after a time of darkness. It's after a time of lack of awareness. I brush my teeth. I do whatever I do. I get out of the house, and then I find God again. That's the nature of shacharis. It's not just that Avram was the first guy he happened to daven the first tefillah. The first tefillah of the day, we're walking in the steps of Avram after a long time of darkness. After a long time since we last spoke to God, right? Usually the longest break in our prayers is between Ma'ariv and Shacharis. So Avram Avinu comes after a long period of darkness. Avram Avinu comes after a long period of lack of awareness. He reaches out. His life was Tfilas Shacharis, was, hello God, are you there? I'm trying to talk to you. Let's connect again. Let's walk together. Let's be together today. Basher Avraham hu av l'shochare el. Avram Avinu was the father, was the first one for those who seek God. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum mishum bar Yochanan miyom shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam lo haya adam shekarao la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not amen, Adon, ad sheba Avram v'karo Adon. The Gemara in the beginning of Bracha says, the first person who called God my master was Avraham Avinu. As it says, Vayomer Hashem Elokim Adonai Elohim Bama Idaki Yirashenu. What does this mean? Explains the Maharal. Kilohaya Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Tziruf V'chibur El Ha'olam Ad Sheba Avraham. God had no connection to the world until Avraham came around. Now, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has every connection to the world. The world wouldn't exist if he didn't will it at any given moment. He created it. He sustains it, but he's not in conversation with it. What a power he gave us. He put his entire fate in our hands. He created this whole thing. He runs it, and then he hides, and he waits to see if we want to interface with him, if we want to acknowledge him. That didn't happen until Avram. Ki haya teva hachumrius mafsik v'chotzeitz ben Hashem yisbaruch ben ha'olam ad shebar Avram. There was this thick materialism, this thick mistakenness, this thick avodah zarah that created a barrier between the world and interfacing with God until Avram. That's why he called him an Adon. Ki ha'adon mitstareif u'mitchaber el asher hu Adon lo. Master means I have a connection to you. It means I have a relationship to you. Until that point, since Adam Arishon, maybe a little by Noach, nobody has any relationship to God. He's hiding behind the clouds. V'herich b'zeh ha-Rashba, the Rashba explains in the Chedushi HaGodos, Kfayadata, Shahaya b'mei Avram, v'kodum lo ovdim l'ruchniyim, they served everything but God. They served everything but God. They served every intermediary, they served the sun, they served the moon, they served this constellation, they served this force. But, and again, to cut this paragraph a little bit short, to cut to the chase of the paragraph, everything that everyone served in those days was a barrier between them and having a real relationship with Hashem. And he says, Ovdei kochavim u'mazalos yotzru matzav shel nikur nachri, stranger, ben ha'adam leborei. What happened when people started worshiping the stars? So what the Rambam explains is that when people started worshiping the stars, they knew that God was God. But they weren't interested in interfacing with him directly. They said, listen, the stars are God's servants. So let's also give honor to the stars. And eventually they stopped relating to God altogether. That's why he says, "V'didam ha'olam meruba bekochos nifradim hashaltim b'chol davar l'fiyinu." The world just became a place of a lot of powers without recognizing there was a power above the powers. Habore yisbarach na'aleh melahashkiach b'fratei abriya. They knew there was some sort of first prime cause, but they didn't think he had any connection to us whatsoever. Kal v'chomer b'inyanei ha'adam hayom yom. Certainly nothing to do with daily life. Avodatam zara. That's why it's called avodah zara. Zara means to make something a stranger. They made God a stranger. The first people that worshipped avodah zara, they knew there was something else out there. They didn't imagine that this little piece of wood ran the world. They weren't that stupid to think that the wood ran the world. They created it 5 minutes ago. What was this figurine? It was a way of reaching the higher forces by not actually talking to them, by dealing with the underlings, by using symbols, by using tangible things. They made God into a stranger. Tfisa shel zarut v'nikur, strangeness and distance and unrecognizable. Memela batla yashrus ha'avoda v'efsharus l'samal v'melech. And they were mevatel. They ruined this whole idea that a human being can have a direct relationship with God. Avram yatzar et ha'efsharut b'hitpalel. Avram created prayer. And this is so true. One of the revolutionary ideas of Judaism is that you don't need a priest. You don't need an idol. You don't need a temple. You don't need anything. A human being, no matter how far they may have fallen, can just talk to God. That is one of the most revolutionary ideas of Judaism. There's a fascinating piece in several of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs's books where he talks about why the Mesopotamian temples called ziggurats, I'm sorry if I'm bringing back bad memories from first grade, I don't know why we need to learn this, but maybe for this, right? What was a ziggurat? It was a pyramid. It was one block on top and then four blocks and then, right? That was, why were the temples shaped that way? because that was the way they viewed God. God was on top. Beneath God, the kings. Beneath the kings, the priests. And we were all on the bottom level. How do we access God? By talking to the priests, by bringing things to the priests. Now, of course, it was very convenient that if God had no power, it was very convenient that we never got to meet him, because the priests could say lots of stuff happened, didn't it? But it wasn't just convenience. It was the entire world was based on this caste system. It's so hard for us to relate to that in a Western liberal democracy. The concept that people can be born into a place and have absolutely no access whatsoever to the things on the top. But that was the way the world ran. And of course, religion ran that way also. The idea that a common person, that a nobody, that a commoner, even when Judaism was in the caste system, even when Judaism had all these levels, the farmers, the nobles, but that doesn't apply to one's relationship with God. I can get up in the morning, wherever I am, whether I'm at the Kotel or whether I'm just in my bedroom in my pajamas, I can talk to God directly. That was what Avraham Avinu created. And that's such an inspiring idea. One of the things that I say, I've probably said this on this year and others, is that, you know, at our worst times, we have to remember that God is only three steps away from us. I can daven Shmona Esrei anywhere, knowing that I could take three steps forward and walk into his office, and I could do that no matter where I start, and no matter how far I've drifted from him, and no matter how bad I've been this year, and no matter how little I've paid attention to him. He somehow parks his caravan, his office, exactly three steps away from me. All I need to do is take three steps and I'm suddenly in front of God.
Why do we need a minion?
So we pray better when with others. We have more kavana when with others. We share in the benefit of God's love for the Jewish people together. All of those things are true, but they don't minimize the ability to talk to him wherever we are and whenever. Avram told the world, wake up. God is involved in your life. There's a God. There's an Adon. The Adon is the God of gods. I know you think that there's the wind and there's the sun, and but there's something in charge of all of that. And you can go directly to him. That's why, by the way, so many have challenges with the idea of the Hasidic Rebbe. It's not simple how that entire, the idea of a Rebbe on the one hand can be very inspiring and very beautiful as long as you don't think that you can't talk to God directly. Any human being can talk to God just like the Rebbe can talk to God. Now the Rebbe may have pol, the Rebbe may have a lot of mitzvot, the Rebbe may have sacrificed things and therefore, you know, he's got a, but in terms of being able, one should never ask someone to pray for them and not also pray for themselves. It's absurdity. It's heresy. It's just not the way that we believe the world functions. Hashem Arishon Shehu Karov L'chol HaNivroim Uvo Nichnasim L'fnei HaMelech Havai Yisbarach Ve'ein Derech Baholam L'ros P'nei HaMelech Yisbarach Ele Al Yedei Shem Zeh. The Shari Ora explains that this word Adon, and Avram was the first one to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, is the key, is the entree into talking to God. Because God is my Adon. God is my personal Adon. He's my personal master. He is the one in charge of my everyday life. And that's the most basic and simple way of thinking about God, is that he is an Adon and he has a relationship to me. And that's what Avram did. And that's why we start every prayer with Adonai Sefatai Tiftach. We start every prayer with that word. Because that is the most basic word that describes the relationship between God and man. Yes, God is a father. God is compared to a spouse. There are a lot of things. But the most simple, basic is that he is my master and I am his servant. And that's why when we start to pray, we have to start with those words. We go back to Avram Avinu every time we pray. Shachris Mincha Enmayer. We go back to this phrase, Adon. You're out there. I can talk to you directly. You know who I am. I can speak with you. I don't need to go through anybody else. Personally, I stop after this one word, Adonai. It's hard to do. You have to kind of train yourself to stop, because otherwise you're like halfway through Modim and you didn't realize you started Shmoneh Esrei. But over a couple of years, I've trained to stop after this word. To stop after this one word, before I go any further, I say Ad Hashem, and I say, yeah, you're there. I'm here. Hi, it's Mark. Just to acknowledge that he's there and you're talking to him. That is the reorientation. The Maharal says that's really the purpose of tefillah accomplished right there, and we can accomplish it in the first word. The first word of tefillah accomplishes the main goal of tefillah, to reestablish that you are my Adon, I can talk to you, I work for you, you're involved in my life. I know for the last 5 hours I've been scrambling to get everything done myself. I'm making phone calls, I'm doing things, I'm putting in my hishtadlus. Adonai. Wait a minute. You're up there. You're really running this. I work for you. I don't work for my boss. Right? You're out there. That one moment, that change, that reflection, that reorientation is all of tefillah in a nutshell, in the first word in tefillah. And that's why it has to come first, because tefillah is meaningful. Tefillah is meaningless unless I've sort of reestablished that relationship, that connection. Then he ends, tefillato shel Avram habuka'at et cheshkat halayla shehishtarra bebriya. The tefillah of Avram broke through the darkness that had settled on the world, on the creation. V'hapotachat et shar lirot p'nei adon, right? And that opened the gate to see the face of God. Hi hashacharit shel kol hatefillot. That's the opening. That's the desire. That's the breaking open. That's the light turning on again of all the prayers. And we really have that opportunity every morning. On some level, it starts immediately. That's why the rabbis tell us to say Modeh Ani. Right, when we start, we already, the first thing we're supposed to do when we kind of regain our consciousness is to reset, right? Is to call. Oh, I'm here. I'm okay. I'm here, right? It's something you do to a good friend or a spouse or a parent or a child when you land, right? I've been out of touch. I've been on the plane. You hit the ground and you switch your phone on and you say, I'm here. So on the one level, that's Modeh Ani. But really, that's the tefillah of Shachris. That's the tefillah of Shachris. Every morning we reestablish that we should feel different after we've done Shachris. We should feel alone. We should feel, you know, without that connection, without that, not plugged in necessarily. But every Shacharit, we Shachar. We desire, we yearn for, we seek. Once we've established that connection, then we're ready for the rest of our day. It's such a moving piece to me. I don't know. It really changed. This piece really changes the way we look at every single morning and the reset button that we're asked to make on our lives every single day. Okay. Aksiva v'chasima tova, everyone. We should try to put some of this into practice over the Yom Narayim. And I look forward to continuing to learn. And I just want to thank you for getting me to read this sefer line by line by line. I've read it before, but I never had to read it like the way you have to do it if you have to actually teach it. So I've seen many things in this sefer that I'd never seen before through these chavrusas together. So I really want to thank you for the opportunity. And we're like a whopping a whopping one quarter through the book. He has so much. So unbelievable. So, okay. A good Yantav, everyone. Ksiva Simatova. I don't think we'll pick up the Tuesday after Yantav. I think I have something, parent teacher or something, but the week after that, Lean out there. We'll pick up. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.